We have to reunite families. This is fundamental. We have to reunite families.
Christmas reunions are back on. Thank goodness. Some super leadership yesterday when everyone goes, come on, we need some signs. And finally, the Queensland government gives it to us. Thank you, Stephen Miles, our Deputy Premier. How are you going, mate?
Good morning. Great to be with you.
December 17 is D-Day, Simon. Stephen, sorry, not Simon. This is great news for Queenslander, but there's some guidelines in and around what that looks like for some of us.
Well, and we've got a lot of work to do between now and then. We need more people to get vaccinated. That's when we think we should hit that all-important 80% threshold, but only if people keep coming out and getting vaccinated. So that's the number one message. If you want to get back together for Christmas, go and get vaccinated today.
Steve, I know in Brisbane and southeast Queensland, we seem to be getting the jabs, etc. I just came back from up north. We had a week off about 3 weeks ago. Queensland's good to go. Went up to the Whitsunday, spent some money. It was wonderful. The reason they're on 41% is they don't give a stuff about anyone else. They're going, we're living in paradise, and only probably 10% of them are directly involved with tourism, and they don't understand all the other money that flows through to the other 90% is tourism-related. How are you going to convince them to lift their game? And that goes for a lot of them don't want tourists in their area. How are you going to change their minds?
Well, we really hope that by setting this deadline and saying that no matter what, that's when we're going to open the borders and lift those other restrictions.
But why will they care? They don't seem to care.
Well, that's when the virus will come. The reason they don't care is they've not experienced it. They've not had the lockdowns we had in Brisbane. Mm. They haven't been. It's not real to them. Whereas now we're saying that no matter what, the virus is going to be coming, and this is when you need to get yourself and your family vaccinated by if you want to be safe.
We're at the rates of 56.9% Queenslanders fully vaccinated, double jabbed. The roadmap to freedom is laid out at 70%, 80%, and what it looks like at 90%. What happens if we don't hit those targets, Stephen?
Well, we've said that no matter what, those dates are the deadlines. So the 17th of December is when we will open up, whether we've hit 80% or not. If we get there sooner, we can bring those dates forward. But we really hope that by saying that's the date, that gets people motivated who maybe just haven't had a reason to go and get vaccinated yet.
So you obviously did that in consultation with the tourism groups because they're going, oh, you know, when they were whinging you, oh, you can't shut us down on short notice, so there won't be any more of that. So everyone can guarantee if I'm living in Sydney and I've got heaps of money, I can come up on it on December 18th and nothing will change.
Oh, look, that's right. I mean, we can't predict the future. Who knows what might happen. But
they're 80% and barring
something unexpected, that's the plan. We'll be open by that time.
Nice.
And so what's the plan then for people who decide not to be vaccinated because that's a choice that they're making? What are some of the things that they're going to be disadvantaged by not making that decision or choice?
So what we're talking to businesses about now is what some options they might have if they become vaccinated people-only businesses. So only patrons and workers who've been vaccinated can be there. And we think we can probably relax all of the other restrictions. So pubs would be able to go back to full capacity. Nightclubs could have their dance floors full again. Concert venues could open up with, full patrons, mosh pits, that kind of thing. And hopefully that'll be a motivator for younger people in particular who've been some of the hardest to get vaccinated.
What happens? There's going to be people, and you and I know, who'll never get vaccinated for whatever reason. How will they be allowed back into Queensland? What's your thinking in the future?
So we think that when we get to 90%, the community will be well enough protected that unvaccinated people can come here from other states. But again, we hope that by holding that out, it's a motivator for people who are coming here to get vaccinated, and that'll help us get the rate.
So that becomes their worry. So if we might open it up shortly, but why are you getting the reasons? I'm sure you are getting better feedback than we are.
Because there's two extremes, isn't there, Stephen? There's those who are pro-vax, there are those who are anti-vax, and then there's those that are in between.
Couldn't give a stuff.
And you guys are doing your best to encourage and motivate and give incentive to those who sort of float around in the middle. They're either lazy, they can't be bothered, they're complacent, they're feeling unaffected by it. They're the ones that you're targeting, because there's always going to be that anti-vax population who refuse to get vaccinated.
Steve,
so we're not talking to them.
She's talking about 584,000 Queensland people, 20 to 39, not vaxxed. What do you reckon? Have you asked the question to them?
Yeah, we've got a bunch of research about it. The number of people who are actually anti-vax is really tiny. So we get most of our vaccinations up to about 95%.
Yeah.
So that means that that hardcore group is really small. It's the complacent and the unmotivated. And what we're trying to do is just make it as easy as possible. So, you know, rolling it out at Bunnings last weekend was a huge success because we got a whole bunch of blokes and tradies and others who might not go to a clinic, but were happy enough to get their jab on their way into Bunnings.
Steve, you've been magnificent. We're going to throw it open, mate, if you don't mind. We're going to ask people, if you are in that age group, just ask 20 to 39ers, what's holding you back?
We're trying to understand what the reasoning is for it for those people that you're talking about, Stephen, who are a little bit complacent or unaffected by it, why they're not getting vaccinated. They're not feeling motivated for it.
Mate, thank you for everything, and thank you for bringing families back together for Christmas.
Thank you, guys. Thanks so much.